Take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 150, the last psalm of this hymn book of Israel, a praise book, the last psalm. Our subject today, the praise of God, Psalm 150. We want to speak about what it means to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with string instruments and flutes. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The word praise the Lord is hallelujah. I'll count to three and let's say hallelujah. One, two, three. Hallelujah. I was sitting in an orchestra right in front of it, waiting to go out and say a few comments, not realizing that I was right in front of the gentleman who played the cymbals. The first time he clashed those babies over my head, I thought I was going home to be with the Lord. Little did I realize that all through that number, he would continue to smash those things. And I'll tell you, I had a headache for a week. And then I read this verse, not only does God want to be praised with loud cymbals, he says with high-sounding cymbals. God's into noise, and He likes it loud. And in a day where it seems like just a moment to have a little quiet is such a relief, it's important to remember that God likes noise, lots of it. How reluctant we are to praise Him. Sometimes embarrassed, hesitant, whatever. Don't want to make a fool of ourselves. I'd rather be a fool for Jesus' sake. How about you? Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let's pray and ask God to help us praise Him. Father, thank You so much for this time. And God, I pray that in these few moments together, You will help us by examining the Word of God to know what it means to praise You. And may out of our hearts come a tremendous volume of praise to Your name. Thank You, Lord, for all the wonderful things that You are and do. And I pray that those in our audience who really are not sure of their own relationship with You will understand that You are the God who alone is worthy to be praised. That we need to come through Your Son, Jesus Christ. For the Bible says that He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come to You except through Him. Help us, Lord, to learn that, to apply it, to believe it, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. What does it mean to praise the Lord? Turn to Psalm 34 and get your Bible handy. We're going to turn to a lot of verses, and most of them will be in the Psalms. Psalm 34. What does it mean to praise the Lord? The praise of God, first of all, means that we exalt Him. We exalt Him. You cannot exalt Him too much. Psalm 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Let's say verse 3 together again. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Turn to Psalm 108, verse 5. When you say praise God, you mean exalt Him. You cannot put Him too high. He is the Most High above all. In Psalm 108, verse 5, it says, Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and Your glory above all the earth. No one really, folks, deserves to be mentioned in the same sentence with Him. We are to exalt the Lord. Psalm 118, verse 28. Psalm 118, verse 28. You are my God, the psalmist says, and I will praise You. You are my God, and I will exalt You. Praise, exaltation, parallel words. What does it mean to praise God? It means to exalt Him. Notice the psalmist indicates a personal relationship with Him is necessary. You are my God. and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. No one here is going to really praise and exalt the Lord without a personal relationship with Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. That's so important to understand. It means we exalt Him. Turn, please, to Psalm 66. The second thing we mean when we say, praise the Lord, is not only that we exalt Him, but that we also worship Him. We worship Him. Psalm 66. Jesus, by the way, said in John chapter 4 that God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in the realm of spirit and in the realm of the truth. It's God's Word that gives us the content of worship, and it's inside, not outside, where true worship takes place. You could come here, go through all emotions of being in a, quote, worship service, and actually not ever once worship the Lord. It means we worship Him. Psalm 66, verse 1. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of His name. Make His praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are Your works. Through the greatness of Your power, Your enemies shall submit themselves to You. All the earth shall worship You and sing praises to You. They shall sing praises to Your name. The Hebrew word worship, shakah, its primary meaning is to bow down. To bow down. I think there's very little of worship going on in many, many hearts. God wants submission to Him. Turn to Psalm 138, please. When we worship the Lord, there's a submission in our hearts that says, not my will, but thine be done. It is good that we physically get on our knees at times to remind ourselves that the primary meaning of worship is to bow down, is to get on one's knees. In Psalm 138, I will praise You with my whole heart. Before the gods, I'll sing praises to You. I will worship toward Your holy temple and praise Your name for Your loving kindness and Your truth. For You have magnified Your word above all Your name. What does it mean to praise God? It means we exalt Him, and it means we worship Him. Turn, please, to Psalm chapter 5. The third thing that it means when we say praise the Lord is not only that we exalt Him and we worship Him, but that we rejoice in Him. That we rejoice in Him. Psalm chapter 5, please, verse 11. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in You. Let them ever shout for joy because You defend them. Let those also who love Your name be joyful in You. Turn to chapter 9, please, and look at verse 1 and 2. My friends, a lot of us get discouraged and defeated in life and depressed with our circumstances and our problems and relationships with people and forget that the antidote to that is praise. It's praise. A lot of us are lacking in joy, not because of a temperament that's prone towards being pessimistic, but we are lacking in joy because we do not focus on the Lord and we do not praise Him. A lot of people try to blame it on temperament or personality traits. I don't know if you've ever met somebody who's really up, I mean, all the time. I mean, they seem like they're up every single day of their life. I mean, you pray that they go down, you know what I mean? I mean, it irritates you that they're so up. And then you meet somebody who's down. I mean, down, 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 down. They're so low. I mean, it's unbelievable. They drag on the floor. And you want to do something to pump them up. Listen, it doesn't matter what your personality traits are, what your struggles are, what your discouragements are, what your difficulties are. Everyone is to praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And when we praise God, it means we rejoice in Him. Psalm 9:1 says, I will praise You, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all Your marvelous works. I'll be glad and rejoice in You. And I will sing praise to Your name, O Most High. Turn to chapter 33, please, and look at verse 21. Do you rejoice in the Lord? Are you joyful in Him? Does the sheer mention of the name of the Lord and His attributes give you praise inside, give you joy? Do you rejoice in the Lord? Paul wrote to the Philippian church who had a personal problem between a couple of ladies that resulted in a very difficult division in the church. And he said in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Do you get the idea we're supposed to be happy in the Lord? Rejoice in the Lord, the Bible says. It's not easy to rejoice in your circumstances, especially when they're not to your liking. But we can always rejoice in the Lord and who He is. In Psalm 33:21 says, "For our heart shall rejoice in Him because we have trusted in His holy name." Look at chapter 68, please, in verse 4. It's a constant theme to rejoice in the Lord. Chapter 68 and verse 4. "Sing to God, sing praises to His name. Extol Him who rides on the clouds by His name Yah or Yahweh, and rejoice before Him." The Bible says, "In His presence there's fullness of joy, and at His right hand there are pleasures forevermore." The Bible tells us to rejoice in the Lord constantly. And you will not find a lot of joy in life when you leave the Lord out. But you will find much joy when you center it on who He is and what He can do. Turn to Psalm 149. Psalm 149. We are to rejoice in the Lord. Look at the opening three verses. Talk about joy and rejoicing. Psalm 149. "Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and His praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. Let them praise Him, praise His name with the dance. Let them sing praises to Him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in His people. He will beautify the humble with salvation." What beautiful words. Do you rejoice in the Lord, your Maker? Do you praise His wonderful name? Are you going bonkers for Him? That's my translation of dance. I heard one pastor recently on the radio say, "Let them praise His name with choreography." I think he had trouble with the word dance. Modern dances don't have much to praise the Lord, that's for sure. But let me tell you, the dance where an individual is praising the Lord is a word that's referring to him leaping around and literally going bonkers. He's so happy. Does the Lord do that to you? The Bible says, "Delight thyself in the Lord, and He'll give you the desires of your heart." The Hebrew says, "Make Him the joy of your heart, and He'll give you everything you desire." Is the Lord that to you? Is the Lord your joy and your strength? What does it mean to praise God? Exalt Him, worship Him, rejoice in Him. Back to Psalm 34, please. The fourth thing it means when we say praise the Lord, it means that we boast in Him. The Bible tells us not to boast in man. It tells us not even to boast in tomorrow as though you think you know what's going to take place. The Bible says to boast in the Lord. In Psalm 34, we read this a moment ago, "I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord." Look at chapter 44, please. Chapter 44, verse 8. Boasting in the Lord. Several years ago, I was walking through the Sunday school halls on a Sunday morning, and there were two little kids. I know they were small. I mean, maybe preschool, maybe kindergarten at best. And they were having a fight. You know, at church and Sunday school, it does happen. Anyway, these two kids were going at it. And when I walked up to try to intervene, the only thing I heard was this little kid shouted. It was like the final word. And a kid said, "My God's bigger than your God!" You know, as though he was supposed to panic now or something. But I listened to that and I thought, hey, that is terrific. That's true, isn't it? My God is bigger than anyone and anything. My soul shall boast in the Lord. Do you boast in the Lord? In Psalm 44, verse 8, it says, "In God we boast all day long and praise your name forever." Again, the parallel statement showing the meaning of praise. In God we boast all day long. When somebody says something that you know the Bible contradicts and that God can really do it, you ought to speak up and boast in the Lord. Hey, my God can do that. It says so in the Bible. God can do anything. A lot of us are so miserable in our praise that we're questioning everything as though God can't do it because He hasn't done it in my eyesight or in my experience. Listen, God can do anything. Carol and I were in Yakima, Washington last March. We spoke at a conference there, and a dear husband brought his wife up in a wheelchair because of a very terminal disease in her life. She's crumpled all up and she can't walk, and she's in this wheelchair. And he asked if I would pray for her that she would be healed. And I gave him a little bit from the Word of God on healing and said I'd pray for her, but certainly not me because I don't have that power. but I'd have a number of people pray along with me so we'd be sure that we give God all the glory. He said, well, that's what we want. And so we prayed for this dear lady, and she's all crumpled up in this wheelchair. And it was kind of a pitiful thing, and you wanted to be compassionate, and so we prayed that God, if it was going to honor Him and praise Him, and He wanted to do it in His sovereignty to heal her. We didn't think much about it. The next morning, Carol and I flew out of Yakima and came home. I haven't thought really anything about it since then. And this last week, we were in Yakima, Washington for a Biola Hour rally. And I no sooner walked out to greet the audience before the meeting started than this gal came running up to me and threw her arms around me, embarrassed me a little bit. I said, do I know you? She said, I'm the girl that was in the wheelchair that you prayed for last March. She said, to God be the glory, God healed me, and I walk. You know, I could hardly believe, are you sure you're the right one? She said, yeah, I couldn't believe it. So I introduced her to the whole audience, and they all knew about it. And what a testimony of praise to the Lord, boasting in God. I was surprised that God healed her, which shows you what gift I don't have. But you understand, folks, we boast in God and what God can do, and He can do anything. And some of us have not learned that. That's why we're weak in praise. Praise the Lord means that we boast in Him. Number five, turn to Psalm 18. It not only means we exalt Him, we worship Him, we rejoice in Him, we boast in Him, but you know what it means to praise God? It means we give thanks to Him. We give thanks to Him. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 that in everything we are to give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything. When the Bible speaks about the Spirit-filled life in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, commanding us to be filled with the Spirit, it says in verse 20 that we are to give thanks for all things. When you are filled with the Spirit, there's a constant spirit of gratefulness, of gratitude in your heart. In Psalm 18:49, therefore I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, the nations, and sing praises to your name. Now, some believe that from a Jewish point of view, it's referring to everybody else, and we will praise the Lord among all of them, and to declare His works among them. But technically, folks, that's a term referring to the fact that all these people don't know the Lord. We would say the pagans out there. And how interesting, because a lot of us are stone dead silent in front of the pagans. We won't even thank God for our food if everybody at the table's an unbeliever. Hey, that ought to turn you on for God. That ought to turn you on for God to give thanks. Don't ever let that happen. You say, well, what do you do? I mean, all these guys I work with, I mean, they're not Christians. Why should I, you know, embarrass myself? I'll just pray silently. Hey, no, use it as an opportunity. Say to them, hey, I'm going to pray for my meal if you guys don't mind. Somebody ought to. And pray and thank God right in their presence. Bow your head. You know what I found? I found unbelievers are a lot sweeter and kinder than some believers on this issue. Most of them, I think, fear that God's going to zap them. They immediately bow their head. Don't hesitate to pray. I just did that this morning with a waitress over there in the restaurant when I had breakfast early this morning. I said, excuse me, she's talking to me. I'm going to bow my head and thank the Lord for my food. She stood right there and bowed her head. I don't know that they're supposed to do that or not, but do you understand what I'm saying? Give thanks to the Lord, even among all the nations and the pagans. Let them know that there isn't anything that happens to you in your life that you aren't praising God for. I thank the Lord for all things. Psalm 30, verse 4. What wonderful words throughout the Psalms. We could pick scores of verses, as you know if you've read them. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holy name. Sing praise, give thanks. Chapter 92, please. Chapter 92, verse 1 and 2. Chapter 92 says, it is good to give thanks to the Lord. You'll find that phrase repeated in the Psalms. It's good. It's good for you. It's good in every sense of the word to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night, on an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute, on the harp, with harmonious sound. By the way, those of you who are non-musical, do you get the idea that God's into music? Sing, sing, sing. Play, play, play. God wants you to say, well, I can't carry a tune.
Your favorite verse. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Holy grunt, whatever it is, man, praise God. Let it out. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Don't stop. Give thanks constantly. Thank God for the flat on the freeway during the rush hour. Amen?
Had a cute letter from a radio listener who heard me tell the story of the getting a flat early in the morning when I was on the grapevine, and then I went a little bit further and got another flat, and of course that means the tire in the back was now flat. And she wrote me a letter, and she said that she was so blessed by that. She said she just thanked the Lord that, because she wasn't sure about radio speakers, whether anything ever went wrong in their life. And she said, I just praise the Lord to think that you had a flat and then had another one and couldn't do anything about it. You had all that trouble. She said, that really thrilled me. Give thanks constantly to the Lord. Turn to Hebrews chapter 13 in the New Testament. The Bible indicates that God wants us to do this, folks. In Hebrews 13, verse 15, it says, therefore, by Him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Verse 16, with such sacrifices God is well pleased. What does it mean to praise God? It means we exalt Him. It means we worship Him. It means we rejoice in Him. We boast in Him. We give thanks to Him. Turn to Psalm 69. The sixth thing that it means that we please Him. You want to please the Lord in your life? Then praise Him. Psalm 69. It means that we please Him. Psalm 69. And look, please, at verse 30 and 31. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord, better than an ox or bull which has horns and hooves. Folks, listen, he's talking about a sacrificial animal there that you bring in worship to the Lord in the temple or the tabernacle. And what he's saying is, it's better to praise the Lord and to give thanks to Him than even offer the sacrifice. The Bible says in Micah chapter 6, that God is deeply offended by sacrifices that are not backed up with a lifestyle that is centered in the Lord. Hey, you could go through all the mechanics of worship. You could give your money and worship to the Lord. You could sing all the songs, listen to God's Word, fellowship with Christians, and yet not be pleasing the Lord. You can go through the motion so easy. Just do what you're supposed to do. But in your heart, it's cold and apathetic and complacent towards the God who made you. Folks, let me tell you something. True worship's in the heart. It's inside. You want to please the Lord? Then stop looking at all that you do. And understand that inside there can be a heart filled with praise and filled with thanks. And with that, God is pleased. Though no one else knows it, He does. We please the Lord when we praise the Lord. That's what it means. Turn to Psalm 135. Psalm 135. And look at the opening verses. Psalm 135. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise Him, O you servants of the Lord. You who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to His name, for it is pleasant. It pleases the Lord. It delights the heart of God to praise the Lord. Do you praise Him in your heart? With such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Turn, please, to Psalm 34 again. Psalm 34. What does it mean to praise God? It means we exalt Him. It means we worship Him. It means we rejoice in Him. We boast in Him. We give thanks to Him. We please Him. And it also means, and perhaps this is the most common definition of praise in the Psalms, it means we bless His name. We bless His name. Now, often we ask God to bless us. He certainly does. And we think of it in terms of His provision, and it means that. That He will take care of us and provide for our needs. He will bless us. But it basically means to speak well of God. We are to bless His name, to speak well of many things about God, to proclaim it. Psalm 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Is that true of us? Turn to Psalm 63. When we say bless the name of the Lord, what are we talking about? What are we to speak well of? And there are several things mentioned in the Psalms. For instance, the loving kindness of God. When we bless the name of the Lord, it's for His loving kindness, a beautiful English word, describing a Hebrew word that indicates God's covenant relationship to us, that He'll be faithful and show us mercy and compassion and graciousness. And I think the English word is gorgeous, loving kindness. In Psalm 63, we read in verse 3, because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. And I think it's only appropriate in this message on praise and the emphasis of the Psalms to sing it to the Lord that we might just sing this passage right now to the Lord. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise Thee. Thus will I bless Thee. I will lift up my hands unto Thy name. I lift my hands up unto Thy name. I lift my hands up unto Thy name. My lips shall praise Thee. Thus will I bless Thee. I will lift up my hands unto Thy name. When we bless the Lord, we bless Him for His loving kindness to us. Turn to Psalm 72. Psalm 72. When we bless the name of the Lord, it's not only for His loving kindness, but for His wondrous works, the wondrous things that God does. The word wondrous meaning difficult to understand. There's so many things that God does that we don't know, and we're to praise Him for that, that He knows and we don't, even though it's incomprehensible to us. His ways past finding out, says Romans 11:33. His greatness unsearchable, Psalm 145:3. God has told us in His Word that He does things that He doesn't expect us to ever know. And He wants us to praise Him for it. Psalm 72:18, blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things. And blessed be His glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with His glory. Amen and amen. And all God's people said, amen for what God does. So be it. Praise the Lord. He does lots of things, folks, that we can't figure out. And we don't know why He does them. Praise the Lord. To speak well of God is that He knows. To speak well of God is say that He can do anything. To speak well of God is say He alone does things that are too wonderful for me to understand. Praise the name of the Lord. Turn to Psalm 96. Not only His loving kindness and His wondrous things, but the Bible tells us to bless the Lord for His salvation. Psalm 96, verse 1. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Bless His name. Proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day. When you bless the Lord, you are proclaiming the good news of God's salvation from day to day. We thank the Lord and we praise Him for His salvation. Bless the Lord for all that He has done. Turn to Psalm 100. We not only bless Him for loving kindness and wondrous things and His salvation, we bless Him for His goodness. In Psalm 100, verse 4 and 5, it says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. The last two statements on the compassion and faithfulness of God are expressing how good He is. Bless His name, for the Lord is good. Has the Lord been good to you?
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me.
I'll praise His name.
I'll praise His name. I'll praise His name. I'll praise His name. He's so good to me.
Turn to Psalm 103. When you say you're going to bless the name of the Lord to speak well of Him, it's not only His loving kindness and His wondrous power and deeds and things that He does, His salvation, His goodness, but also His many benefits to us. His many benefits. In Psalm 103, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." It names a few. "Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles," and on it goes. All the many benefits of the Lord. Bless the Lord, all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. When we bless the Lord, we bless Him for His loving kindness, His wondrous things, His salvation, His goodness, His benefits. Turn to Psalm 113. We also bless Him for His exalted position. We speak well of Him because He's in charge. Everything is not out of control. He's working all things after the counsel of His will. He's upholding all things by the word of His power. Psalm 113. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, His exalted position. His glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who humbles Himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth? The exalted position of the Lord causes us to bless Him. You know, I see a lot of reasons to believe that things are out of control, don't you? Sometimes you wonder, who's in charge? Aren't you glad you know somebody who is? The Lord's in charge. And the Lord's over everything, and He does whatever He pleases in heaven and on earth. Bless His name for His exalted position over everything. Turn to Psalm 145. A last thing out of many that will bring to your attention is the greatness of God. That we should bless the Lord for the greatness of the Lord. In Psalm 145, verse 1, "I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Praise the Lord for that. You know, I look at all these things. What is it to praise the Lord? It means we exalt Him. It means we worship Him. We rejoice in Him. We boast in Him. We give thanks to Him. We please Him. We bless His name. And I say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'll count to three again. We did it to start, and you say hallelujah at the top of your lungs. One, two, three. Hallelujah! The Lord likes it loud. Even though some of you need to adjust your hearing aid. When I think of all this, I speak from a heart that's concerned about people who don't know the Lord. Did you know that the demons of hell are going to praise God? Did you know that? Did you know that if you're sitting here through this service and there's no personal relationship between you and God and you know it, I want you to know that even if you do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are going to one day praise the Lord. The Bible says that one day every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that He's Lord to the glory of God the Father. I pray that you will not be one of those who will stand at the great white throne judgment of God, having rejected His Son Jesus Christ and facing an eternity without God in hell. I pray you won't be there. But I know this, that even if you are there, you will at that moment praise the Lord, even though you have never done it before. As you go into hell itself, you will have to acknowledge that He is who He claimed to be. I plead with you on the basis of what the Bible tells us about the name of the Lord to turn to Him before it's too late. The Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other name, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Let's close with prayer. Father, you know who in this meeting can really praise you and who can't. You even know among the believers who truly worshiped and praised you as we went over these scriptures and those who just went through the mechanics. We can become so cold to the praise and the adoration and the blessing of our God. Father, our hearts go out to those in our meeting right now who have never made a personal commitment to Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior, He who is Lord of lords and King of kings. Father, I would pray that you by the Holy Spirit would draw people to the Lord Jesus, that they would know that their ability to praise Him begins when they come to know the Savior. And I pray, Lord, that you would open up their hearts to the good news of the gospel. There is forgiveness of our sin, and there is eternal life to all who will believe in Jesus Christ. God, I pray you draw people to Jesus, that we would praise you. For all of your people who know you, God, how we need to be set free in our hearts to praise and bless and give thanks to the wonderful name of the Lord. We're so pessimistic and complaining. We're so questioning and suspicious and doubtful. We're defeated and discouraged, and life has not treated us the way we wanted. And there's so little praise. You say the Lord inhabits the praises of His people. The Lord delights in the praises of His people. God, I pray that there will never be a time in our life, from the rising of the sun to what's going down each day, that will not be filled with praise. We thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen.